Kansas City, their own 37. Gunderson and Smith.
Charles trying to bounce it outside. Gets across the 40, breaks free. Inside the 10. 5.
Touchdown!
Let's go! Rivers being chased. He's going to be obliterated. Justin Houston with the
So the Chiefs open up the season against the Tennessee Titans and lose at home 26-10. I think a lot of people were surprised at that. But then they bounce back, play a little bit better against Denver, still get the loss. Now you head into this Miami game. You don't really know which team to expect.
Yeah, I think if Chiefs fans were honest with themselves going that Miami game, there was a lot of doubt. And for the reasons that you mentioned, you look at the Tennessee game, they had the three key injuries in that game. Jeff Allen, Derek Johnson, and Mike DeVito all lost for the season, and they didn't play very well. Ended up being an outlier for the season, but you went to Denver, and there was doubt going into the game against Denver because you knew they were going to be one of the best teams in the AFC, and this was a Chiefs team that had just lost three key guys, and they went and they played really well against Denver. They had a chance late in that game. They had first and goal from the 9-yard line. Now, they didn't get it done. It wasn't a moral victory, but going into that game against Miami, you didn't know which Chiefs team to expect. Combined those injuries, there was a lot of doubt going into this game.
And besides Allen, DeVito, and Johnson, there were additional injuries heading into this game against Miami.
Yeah, both Jamal Charles and Eric Berry had been injured early in that game with ankle injuries against the Denver Broncos the week before. And I remember standing about 10 feet away from Jamal before that game in Miami as he tried to give it a go. He wasn't able to, but you combine those three injuries that you mentioned against Tennessee, the 0-2 record, the expectations of a team coming off an 11-win season, playoffs in the first year with Andy Reid and John Dorsey. There was a lot riding on this game, and you had five new faces stepping into pretty key roles and ended up being kind of a theme for the season in that next man up philosophy. And I think the Miami game answered a lot of questions, not only about this team, but about Coach Reid and these guys.
Today, the Chiefs are in Miami to play the Dolphins. Well, the big news is Jamal Charles did make the trip. He tried to work out before the game. He has been ruled inactive, of course, with that high ankle sprain. If you're keeping track, the Chiefs are down 7 starters and 3 Pro Bowlers.
It's the Chiefs and the Dolphins, and away we go from Miami.
With Jamal Charles sidelined in Miami, all eyes were on second-year running back Niall Davis. As could be expected, it took more than one series for the young back to adjust to his new role as the workhorse.
Second down and 7. Smith drops. They were going for Davis.
It's going to look a lot different to Alex Smith without number 25 in the backfield, Jamal Charles, who bails him out of those situations all the time.
Davis is in. 5 in the secondary. 3rd and 3. Niall Davis.
I think he's going to be a little bit short.
Davis carried the ball just 4 times for 15 yards in the first quarter. But to start the second, he was key in converting a gutsy 4th-and-1 conversion, where Andy Reid put trust in the young running back's strength.
Chiefs have the ball to start the second quarter, Lynn, at the Miami 46.5-yard line, with less than a yard to go on 4th down, and they appear they're going to go for it right here. Gutsy call. They're going to snap it. They give it off to Niall Davis. He's got the first down and more. Slams into the linebacker as he gets to the 41. Chiefs roll the dice, and it comes up a lucky 7.
Niall ran very hard and aggressive. I was proud of him. Proud of him for doing that.
In the next drive, Davis capitalized on his momentum. On the Miami 21, Andy Reid called up a trap play. With Niall lined up as a fullback in an offset I formation, Eric Fisher will come across the line to block down on the defensive end, allowing the right side of the line to get downfield and open up more lanes. A quick misdirection will be enough to make Miami's linebackers hesitate. And with the combination of some sound blocks and Davis shedding a pair of tackles, the Chiefs find the end zone.
Trap play goes to Niall Davis up the middle, 15, inside the 10, breaks the tackle, touchdown! A 21-yard run by the beast, Niall Davis.
I mean, I've just been paying attention to everything Jamal does. He's an excellent teacher, excellent football player, and I knew I just had confidence coming in from last game, kind of rolled over coming in this game, and there was no doubt in my mind that I could feel the role, so that's what it did.
Had a good-looking 21-yard, hard-earned touchdown run to put the Chiefs on top.
You point out, it really looked like Andy Reid got him back in rhythm on that series.
The Chiefs' defense had found their rhythm from the beginning of the game, and despite giving up a few chunk plays, they stopped the Dolphins when it counted early.
in the nickel, third and five. Knocked down. Smith was defending. Hartline was in the sights of the quarterback. And incomplete.
Sean Smith, having been from there and knowing that environment, I thought really showed great leadership.
Specifically, there was consistent production from the defensive line. This is impressive since the Chiefs spent the majority of the game with just two down linemen, Dontari Poe and Alan Bailey. The pair consistently got pressure on Tannehill, opened up lanes for linebackers, and even broke up passes.
Second down and seven. There's a block by the rookie James, and down goes Tannehill and brought down by Richie, you were just talking about, Dontari Poe.
And Poe gets his first sack of the season. And also pressure from Alan Bailey.
And they actually try and double him with the center and the left guard. He still beats the double team and is able to come off for the sack.
Stay in the nickel on first and 20. Boy, that was blown up inside. Bailey was the one with the initial penetration. It's a loss of three on the play, and it's back to the 23.
They fake the draw. Tannehill knocked down at the line of scrimmage. On a pass play over the middle, Dontari Poe puts up his big mitts and swats it to the Florida ground.
The defense played so well. They were relentless. They had a rotation going that was phenomenal, so guys were able to stay fresh. It was great to see so many guys contribute there.
Though the defense kept Miami at bay, the offense missed on opportunities to move the ball throughout the first half, often due to pressure being put on Alex Smith. He was sacked three times in the first half, and two of these were in the span of three plays, stopping a drive before it could start.
Alex Smith's in trouble, and he's going to be sacked. And they jump on his back, back at the 19-yard line, a loss of five.
Here they come, one, two, three. They lose four to the 15, they got a punt.
We started off with not quite well enough. That's a good defensive line we're playing against, but we're able to pick it up.
The offense picked it up by adapting to the consistent pressure from Miami's front seven. This meant screen plays would account for the Chiefs' biggest gains in the first half. And in doing so, Reed utilized Joe McKnight in the absence of Jamal Charles.
Alex Smith throws over the middle, McKnight at the 40, 45, cuts it back, and tackle from behind. Joe McKnight circles out of the backfield and gets it down to the Miami 46-yard line.
The 26-yard catch and run by McKnight helped to set up the Chiefs' second touchdown of the game at the end of the first half. Another short route, this time by Travis Kelce, was successful thanks to the breakout tight end speed in the flat to get around the Dolphins' cornerback.
Kelce right. Smith will throw. Third and short. Goes it near side. It's caught by Kelce. Crossing pattern. Inside the 10, inside the 5. He dives for the near front pylon. Touchdown, Kansas City. And Travis Kelce, hang on to the ball. It's your first National Football League touchdown.
We talked about these quick-hitting shots from Alex Smith and the Chiefs. And once he catches it in the flat, you see the speed that he has. He runs right through the corner, makes a terrific play, extending the ball at the goal line.
At the end of the first half, Kansas City 14, the Miami Dolphins 3.
Joe McKnight brings it out. Here come the Chiefs. With McKnight, who has been a factor in the first half, and finally wrestled down Smith, and the Chiefs will take it.
Kansas City began the second half with a two-possession lead, but momentum shifted in Miami's favor early in the third quarter.
Smith had come from the edge, fumble on the play, and recovered by Shelby of Miami, the game's first turnover.
With a short field, the Dolphins quickly made the Chiefs pay for the mistake.
Tannehill, fake handoff, moves to the right side, fires it on play action, touchdown Brian Hartline, Miami Dolphins. The sack and fumble by Alex Smith, recovered by the Dolphins, gives them the short field touchdown. Kansas City 14, Miami 10.
The Chiefs showed their resilience by immediately responding with arguably their best drive of the day. The offense matriculated down the field, with four different players registering catches on the 10-play drive. Critical plays included a 17-yard run by Nile Davis and a 13-yard Alex Smith scramble to convert on third and long.
Blitz by Miami, crisscross blitz. Alex Smith scrambling to the right side. He's going to run it. 45-yard line, 50, and he scrambles up the right sideline. He has got a first down in Miami territory at the 41-yard line. He's one of the leading rushing quarterbacks in the first 3 weeks of the season, and that time uses athletic ability and Fasano's block to get up the right sideline, walking the tightrope for a 13-yard scramble on 3rd and 8.
One key to the drive was Andy Reid's three tight end set, particularly on Davis's 17-yard run, where all three tight ends lined up to the right of the right tackle. This created havoc for the Miami front seven and required a cornerback to come up and attempt to tackle Nile Davis. Davis bounced off that tackle to put himself deep into the secondary.
Spinning and whirling down deep into Miami territory.
Get him past the line of scrimmage and he will do the rest. He got past the line of scrimmage and made a great cut to the inside to his left, picking up excellent yardage.
To cap off the drive, the Chiefs once again used the speedy McKnight out of the backfield.
McKnight to the right of Smith. Again, a high snap. They throw to McKnight, circling out of the backfield. He high steps into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And what's going to happen is Cameron Wake, he's going to be in coverage on the back. And the back just gets out, and he's just going to beat Cameron Wake. You put a player in a position to try and cover a back, that's a mismatch.
We come out second half and fumble, you know, not fumble, and put ourselves in a hole. And I thought we responded. We put a long drive together, went down and scored.
I thought that was big. And you feel momentum swaying one way. You want to try to pull it back and get it going in your direction. And I think we were able to do that.
Despite the statement made on that drive, the Chiefs hurt themselves on special teams throughout the third quarter, with two penalties negating long returns.
Illegal block in the back, number 59, return team, half the distance to the goal.
The second penalty placed the Chiefs' offense on their own one-yard line, giving the Dolphins a prime opportunity to get 2 points.
Half the distance to the goal, first down.
Play action fake, Smith the throw from his own end zone. He's hit for a safety. Sacked in the end zone, a safety. And the Dolphins pick up 2 points.
We had a couple penalties there that negated some big plays. You know, the tough thing with the special teams is we've had a few of the core players on special teams end up being starters. You know, as much as any position, the special teams have to play together. We're piecing new pieces in there. The one consistent is they're playing hard. We'll get the rest of it straight there. Dave's working along with his players. They're like crazy to get that right.
At the end of the third quarter, the Chiefs were holding on to a 6-point lead. But down the stretch, all three phases began to click on all cylinders, beginning with the defense.
Here comes Houston, and he's got it. Back at the 32, that's another sack.
They fake to him, Tannehill's got a throw, he's in trouble! The Chiefs sack him at midfield on 3rd and 1. Abdullah was there, Chris Owens was there, and Dontari Poe was there for his second sack of the game.
And it's not always with the big defensive ends. You see these corners and safeties as well. The pressures come from all over the place.
During the tough times when things could have gone either way, our defense really, really stepped up and kind of ended those situations abruptly.
Frankie Hammond Jr. stands back at his own 10.
This is the 7th punt in 11 Miami possessions. Frankie Hammond Jr. at about the 3. He's got the seam and he's got a blocker ahead. He gets a couple, in fact, with another flag thrown.
Following the 47-yard punt return, the offense immediately went to work on a surgical 9-play drive.
First and 10 from the Miami 44. Davis. Kelsey in the slot, 2nd and 6. Fasano to the 30.
Fake handoff to Davis. Left side throw off play action, left sideline to Travis Kelsey, who tries to hurdle the defender.
Hemingway. They'll dance and finally get brought down by Wake. He's got a first down catch and run.
Davis, lone setback, gets it again. Tries the right side, inside the 10 and stumbles forward.
To cap off the efficient drive, Smith once again went to McKnight. On 2nd and goal, Miami's zone defense will be slow to react to McKnight's pre-snap motion. And this is recognized by Smith. Ryan Harris will cut block the defensive end to ensure that the ball is not batted down, while Kelsey and Hemingway will hold their blocks, allowing for McKnight to reach the goal line.
Smith. McKnight, touchdown.
And the Chiefs get the touchdown from McKnight, his second of the game, beating the linebacker, Trusnik.
The drive not only gave the Chiefs a two-possession lead, but it ate almost 5 minutes off the clock, forcing Miami to play desperately.
Almost intercepted on the play by Smith. And Tannehill running up, going deep, and incomplete.
Fourth down and 20 from their own 32-yard line. They have got to get to the Kansas City 48 for a first down. Chiefs coming, Tannehill steps up, pass knocked down by Allen Bailey at the line of scrimmage, and Bailey's had one of his best games of his career, and Kansas City holds on downs.
A fumble by the Chiefs on the ensuing drive gave the Dolphins some renewed hope.
Ball's out. Rhymes, that is a fumble, and it's recovered by Miami.
But that hope was once again quickly squashed by a sound Chiefs defense.
They tried to throw deep the last time. They'll hand it off here.
Uh-huh.
And D. Ford slides through and makes the hit of the game as Ford gets through to tackle Lamar Miller. And the Chiefs hold on downs as D. Ford makes his third big play of this football game.
Oh, man, that was great.
Defense there late got put in some tough situations. And I mean, just kept answering the call, you know, kept shutting them down. I mean, it didn't matter how many times they were out there. They just got it done.
With the clock winding down, Andy Reid found himself in a position to put yet another running back into the end zone.
Chiefs are going to hand it off here and give it off to Cyrus Gray. He's going to get a touchdown. Kansas City, forget going to a knee. Cyrus Gray has his first National Football League touchdown with 13 seconds to go in the game. And Kansas City has victory number one of the 2014 season. Final score, Kansas City 34, the Miami Dolphins 15.
So the Chiefs get their first win of the season. You look at the game from Joe McKnight, very, very impressive day. And it made it a shame that later that week, the first practice back, he ruptured his Achilles.
Yeah, that was terrible. You look at training camp. One of the storylines was Joe McKnight and Cyrus Gray, who was going to be the Chiefs' number three running back. And when they ended up keeping both those guys, you were curious how Coach Reid was going to use them in the offense. And I think you really saw that in the Miami game. And McKnight, like you said, he had a career day. Six receptions, 64 yards. Two touchdown receptions. You really got to see the creativity in Andy Reid's offense. You really saw that with McKnight and thought that that was kind of a springboard for what we were going to see from him moving forward, and it was a shame that he did get injured.
The next week was the Monday Night Football game against the Patriots, and Travis Kelce was able to take what he did in the Miami game to that game against the Patriots.
You're exactly right. I think the week before against Denver in the loss, he had 81 yards receiving, so it wasn't like he didn't make an impact. But his first touchdown in that game against Miami, you saw that athletic ability that we saw at training camp where he took the pass across the middle and bent the edge towards the pylon and got the touchdown. And I think you really got to see a perfect example of the athleticism from him to get that touchdown. And like you said, that set up that Monday Night showdown against the Patriots, and I like the way that Travis Kelce responded in that game on national TV.